I Love My Family by Carmen Jane. You are so annoying, leave me alone, I hate you all. I scold at my parents because of the things that they did. And I didn't realize that I did the worst thing in my lifetime. There was a ghost who had observed me for a long period of time. After a few days, when I was still sleeping, I smelled some taste food that coming from the kitchen at midnight. I wake up and went to see what happened. I couldn't believe my eyes. There's a lady who masked at her face, cooking in my kitchen. There was an other woman and a dead chicken. The body of the chicken was covered with. I couldn't see her body clearly. When I was wondering, she talked to me. "Hey, little girl, would you like to try some tasty chicken?" I couldn't resist the leer. I tried a small bite. Suddenly, the chicken was changed into a human. I ate the meat of a human. "Rah, rah, 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 little girl. You are a criminal now. Please follow me to the hell. I could always remember how the woman smiled. She smiled was like an evil's, and she talked to me excitedly. I was taken to the hell by the woman. When I arrived, I saw my parents. I ran and stood in front of them, but they had no reaction and emotion. "Dad, Mom, go home with me, please. Don't leave me alone. I love you all," I begged. They still had no response. I started to beg and cry. I did warmly. "Mom, Dad, I will never scold at you anymore. I love you all. Go home with me, please," I begged. "You have passed the test. I will let you go with your parents and send you back to the earth," the woman shouted. "Am I dreaming?" I asked myself when I arrived at home. But it doesn't matter. I had learned how to love and treasure my parents already. I hope this kind of stunning trip will never happen in my lifetime again. It was terrible. However, I could bravely tell my parents that I loved them.